What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, powerful, awesome, magnanimous, covenant-keeping God we serve. He's a man of his word. He does what he says. And guess what he don't do? He doesn't tell any lies. If he makes you a promise, he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. That's a promise he made, that men ought always to pray and to faint not. That's a promise he made, that if my people call by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. My God, he said you'd hear from heaven. I'll forgive your sin, and guess what? I would heal your land. That's a promise. That is a bona fide covenant-keeping promise that he has made. We hold him to it. We bind him to it. Prayer is our place where we are intimate with God. We actually become one with him in prayer. Prayer is that place where we call on him, put our issues before him, our problems, our concerns, the things that are heavy on our heart, the individuals that are heavy on our heart. It's in prayer that we give those things to the Lord. Well, you heard my sentiments. Pastor Butler's going to pray again. Hallelujah. We just bless the Lord for his faithfulness, his goodness. You know, I don't know, Sister Joy, if you're able to pull up Sister Monica Arthur. I might scare her by calling her if she's ready. But I just want us to tap into God. But let's go with Pastor Butler and let him pray. And then I have my prayer point that I'll be doing at the end. Pastor Butler is in your hands.
Yes, sir. With more grace, Pastor, good morning. Grace be unto you, sir. And peace be multiplied. Thank God for being in the land of the living, for the dead does not praise him, neither does any that go down in the silence. Well, bless the Lord, KCC family. It's a blessing, a joy, amen, to be under this umbrella of anointing one more time, to come boldly before the throne of grace for the purpose of obtaining mercy and finding grace to help us. Let's go before him and let's bless him because he's good. Amen. It is always a good thing to acknowledge him, and we come before his presence with singing, thanksgiving, amen, knowing that the Lord, it is he who is God. It is he who made us and not ourselves. Hallelujah. Psalms 19 declared, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Let's go before him and thank him for all that he has created, for everything. The Bible says the stars, the moon, amen, every created being, praise him. Well, if they praise him, then we ought to praise him the more, for they have never been redeemed. Come on, redeemed, let's say so. Father, in the matchless, majestic name of our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the blessed Messiah, Son of the living God, Prince of Life, soon coming King, the Adonai, the great Rophi, the healing one from heaven. Hallelujah. You are him that sits on the center of the Lord Jesus universe. You're the one that inhabits eternity. We bless you this morning. Thank you this morning, Lord, for being in the land of the living. Thank you this morning for you laid us down to sleep, but we awakened because you sustained us. Lord, we have gotten so busy that we have already started making plans for doing this and the rest of that. But Lamb of God, today we cast our care upon you because you care for us. Before we start to make plans, hallelujah, that we know not how they will come out, Father, we commit our way to you. We trust in you, amen, that you would bring it to pass. Oh, we joy in the fact that you are our God, hallelujah, and we're your people. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, those that are pushed their way and pressed their way and have made it their assignment, and yea, rather their pleasure. To be here, Lord God, to Lord Jesus, taste and see that you're good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And thank you for your mercy that endure forever. We bless you this morning with the fruit of our lips, because the heavens declare the glory of God. And you said the firmament, it's the thing that showeth your handiwork. Day unto day it uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. You even decreed and declared that there is no speech nor language where the voice, amen, is not heard of the glory of God. So therefore, Lord, we bless you. We stop and take our time, and we do not let rocks cry out. We do not let, Lord Jesus Christ, animated objects cry out before us. Thank you, Lord, because you have put in us life, and it's in you we live, we move, we have our being. Hallelujah, we're your people and the sheep of your pasture. We thank you, Lord, for all that we have. Thank you for the ability to talk. Thank you for the ability to walk. Thank you for the ability to see, to hear. Thank you for a mind, Lord Jesus, that has, Lord, stayed on you in heavenly places from whence cometh the Savior. We thank you this morning for the ability, Lord Jesus Christ, to even spit. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the ability to have, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, water in our eyes, things we take for granted. Lamb of God, we're so grateful right now, hallelujah, that our bodies are functioning properly. And we thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you are the healer of us, not only our soul, the keeper of our soul, but you're the healer, and you heal us everywhere we're hurt. We give you praise that even if we fall, you are there to pick us up. We give you praise because you are our rock, our fortress, our God, and you shall we trust. God, your word is a hammer fastened in a sure place, a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces, a nail fastened in a sure place. Father, we bless you, Lord, because, Lord Jesus, you are from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. Thank you for our families this morning. Thank you that our children, Lord Jesus, have been kept by the power of God. Father, even though they many times don't know that it's you, we give you praise in their behalf. We praise you right now for mothers, for fathers, for grandfathers, for, Lord, grandmothers, those that are still in the land of the living. Thank you for it, Lord. Give us the, Lord, focus on the things that you have done, for you have done great things when we're glad. Thank you for the positive influences that you placed in our lives, those people who made an impact and an unerasable mark on our lives that draw us nigh to thee. Thank you for spiritual leaders that have become, Lord Jesus, springboards to thrust us into the pool of victory. We bless you this morning, mighty Master. There's none like you. You know how, hallelujah, to draw men. Father, for you said the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and you turn it wherever you desire. And God, we thank you. Thank you, my God. I feel you. Hey, glory, glory. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the ability to pray. Thank you for a mind to pray. Thank you for a desire to push and to press. Hallelujah. And to Father, decree and declare, it is not just such a press. It is our pleasure. It's a pleasure to be in your presence. It's a delight to call on the name of the Lord. It is, Lord Jesus Christ, a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to bless your adorable name. So for that, God, be glorified. Be magnified, be exalted. We esteem you high. We, Lord Jesus, say how excellent is your name in all the earth. And God, to you, you are, Lord, magnanimous. You are marvelous, magnificent, hallelujah, miraculous. Hallelujah. You're all together, Lord Jesus, lovely. And we worship you because you are not king, but you're king of kings, Lord of lords. And you are a great king and the great king of the saints. And we bow before you, hallelujah, with heaven and earth that adores you. And we decree and echo again, what a mighty God we serve. Hand of us, be lifted up, thou matchless, awesome wonder. Hallelujah, thou that walketh on the clouds of the air by the name of Jah, Brutapaya, Minkudibio Stai, Bala Manzuna. Oh God, my soul doth magnify you this morning. Hallelujah, be magnified. You know what we have need of before we even ask. Father, you said you declare the end from the beginning, saying your counsel will stand and you'll do all of your good pleasures. Therefore, Lord, we just want to acknowledge you as the King eternal, immortal, and invisible, the only wise God, our Savior. To you be power, majesty, might, dominion, both now, henceforth, and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, glory, glory. My God, I feel his presence. Whoo, shout of it. Thank you for being here, Father. Thank you for being a very present help in the time of trouble. Our first prayer, amen, point real quickly. We're going to Psalms, amen, number 18. That's right, that familiar passage of Scripture, Psalms chapter 18 and verse number 29. Listen to what the word says in Psalms 18 and 29. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leaped over a wall. Hallelujah. Let's stop right there. We are declaring today that we have victory in everything that comes upon us today. Lift your right hand. Say, Lamb of God, in the matchless name of Jesus, today we thank you that you have caused us to be triumphant, victorious, and a winner in everything we approach. This week, God, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Come on, let's pray right now. God, we decree and we declare. We thank you for giving us, Lord Jesus, as the children of the Most High. Hallelujah. The innate ability to decree a thing and it shall be established. So we decree, hallelujah, an end to every battle in our life that has been, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, prolonged. We decree an end to it now. Hallelujah. And we decree no longer shall we constantly repeat, hallelujah, the same cycles of dysfunction and failure. We, Lord, announce them, we address them, and we decree and declare that today they are canceled. They are cross canceled. Hallelujah. They are written out of our life in the name of Jesus. Lamb of God, we call an end to every generational curse in our bloodline. And we don't just, come on, whoo, glory. We don't just do it for our bloodline. God, we go back to 20 generations, to 30 generations, hallelujah, for whatever was there that was negative, that interfered and caused a cycle of repetition of failure, negativity, hallelujah, bless God, poverty, hallelujah, we decree an end to it now, hallelujah, hallelujah, whatever the enemy has set up to be Lord Jesus Christ broadcasted and shot forth in the future, we nullify and stop it and put a halt to it now. In the name of Jesus, the blessed Christ, sickness and disease have no place in our family. God, we speak healing and longevity. We speak, Lord, long health, life to our family. God, we decree and declare today that our family is full of, Lord Jesus Christ, multi-millionaires. We dedicate their riches to furthering the kingdom of God. I must say, yes, sir, glory to God. God, we ask that you would guide us today on how to invest in soul so that we may, Lord Jesus Christ, not work and operate in vain. And we thank you, Lord, that through you, every, Lord Jesus, business deal, every, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, contract, today, every job that is approached, today, we've got victory. Today, we win. Today, we run through every troop, every, Lord Jesus, wall of opposition, every, Lord Jesus Christ, wall of adversity. We run through the troop and we leap. Hey, Sha, we leap over every wall and we decree and declare victory. Not only victory now, but we set the pattern. We set, Lord Jesus, in motion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Victory for the rest of the week in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Thank you right now. Contracts are ours. Thank you now. Hallelujah. The doors of opportunity are not only open, but they have been seized in the name of Jesus. Thank you now. Hallelujah. We return back to the place where they said no, and we decree a yes. Hey, oh, hey, go. That's right. I just heard God said, go back. Hallelujah. He said, go back. It's yesterday. It's yesterday. Yes, it's approved. Yes, this victory. Yes, you got it. Yes, amen. Bless God, you're coming out. Yes, the breakthrough is yours. Yes, through God, we do valiantly. We're running through a troop. We're leaping over every wall in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have one more prayer point. We're going to pray this and get right out of the way. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we're asking God today for supernatural release. Supernatural release. Hallelujah. The Bible said in the book of Luke 6 and verse 38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure, here it is, with the same measure that you meet, hallelujah, with all, it shall be measured to you again. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, I thank you today for supernatural release on the seeds that I've sown. Supernatural release on the seed that I will sow. Supernatural release on everything that belongs to me. It is released now. 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 Now, come on, Lamb of God, hallelujah, we thank you for using KCC as a bridge for divine relationships and connections that will help build, hallelujah, and further the kingdom of God. Thank you for using CCIF. Thank you for using those who have covenanted with this ministry, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, to touch the hearts and the minds of people that have assets, skills, ability, intellect, hallelujah, and resources to be used in the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the furtherance of building your kingdom on earth through, Lord Jesus, the vehicle of KCC up under the leadership of our man of God, Prophet Brian Carn Jr. We give you praise right now, Lamb of God. Let your will be done in our lives today. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that you would let every step that we take this week is going to be not just a step of moving, but a step of purpose, a step of prosperity, a step from our kata of production, hallelujah, that we shall bring forth fruit and our fruit shall remain. Father, we thank you for supernatural, hallelujah, release, hallelujah, every word that we speak this word or this week, Lamb of God, hallelujah, will be filled with life and not death. Every person you, Lord God, ask us to sow into, we decree and declare, Father, we shall obey. Hallelujah, that a man of God may ask whatever he may ask, and we shall respond immediately, instantly, Father, because our release is encompassed upon our obedience. We thank you for supernatural release this week, Lord. We will not hesitate to move quickly to your command. Hallelujah, because of our obedience, Father, we thank you that we have a right to decree and declare that this week will be the best week, my God. Oh, my God, I feel it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's going to be the best week, hallelujah, of our life. God, I decree and declare we shall receive and experience a miracle. A miracle this week in the name of Jesus, and it is so by the power of the blood.
Well, God is faithful. He's righteous, and he keeps every one of his promises, and he does what he said he's going to do. Listen, we are coming against all attacks. All attacks. We are canceling attacks. We are demolishing attacks. We are destroying every attack. Come on. We got to know that when we pray, we can pray with confidence, knowing that God hears us. Do you understand that? Do you know that God hears you when you pray? Mama, so when we pray these prayers, we are praying. Because we understand that there's power in prayer and in intercession. So raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus. Come on, I don't hear you. Come on, say in the name of Jesus. Oh, Baba Shati Lemanda. Y'all, I feel something creeping. I feel an anointing being released, and I feel the devil getting ready to back up off of you. because of a place you're about to tap into. See, there are attacks that are going on in the spirit. There are negotiations going on in the spirit. Are you listening to me? We're canceling these attacks. Kala Mashande, Ilemasa, say in the name of Jesus, every death wish hanging over me as a dark cloud, in the name of Jesus, I command that every death wish to be overturned. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear us when we pray. And because you hear us when we pray, I thank you that every death wish against my life, every death wish to destroy me, every death wish to take me out, every death wish to kill me and to take me out of this planet, Father, in the name of Jesus, may every death wish hanging over my head be dismantled. For there were those who desired to see my departure and desired to see me go under and desired to not see me fulfill the purpose that you've called me to fulfill in the earth. But Father, in Jesus' name, may every death wish be dismantled. I overturn it. I interrupt it and I intercept it. Hey, indele bashikamo, robo satule mi kikala makakaya, yenkele mi andolobosa. Hey, indalabasha, every death wish against my life, against my family, against my husband, against my wife, against my son and daughter, Father, I cancel it. I destroy it. Every death wish against my business, against my church, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that as I lift my voice and pray, that every death wish is being dismantled. I thank you that I will fulfill the promise of God concerning my life, that I will not die, hey, but I will live and declare the works of the Lord. So in the name of Jesus, I command me to live. I command my children to live. I command my family to live. I command Elele Baba Shakalama, Remondele Be Ekororoboshita. I command my destiny to live. I command my ministry to live. I command my business to live. I rebuke premature death. I rebuke every spirit that comes to hinder the promise of God from manifesting in my life. In the name of Jesus. One last prayer we're going to pray. We are coming against attacks. Every attack. Every attack. Karabashata. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. All attacks assigned to my life, I terminate it. I terminate it. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that I understand by revelation that the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and destroy. And in the name of Jesus, he's coming up with attacks. But Father, every domestic attack, every attack from the outside, every attack from within and without, on the account of the blood, I terminated any distraction. All household wickedness, all family wickedness, all background demons, I terminate it. I terminate all external attacks within and without, domestic and foreign. Every demonic scheduled attack, every sign-sensitive attack. My God, I feel this thing. Come on, y'all, we got to pray. Because I feel it and I need us to push this thing in prayer. The enemy is coming up with an attack. He is conjuring an attack right now as we speak against your life, against your name, against your children, and against your family. But in the name of Jesus, may every attacker, every demonic attacker, every time-sensitive attacker, every external attacker against your finances, against your ministry, against your church, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every attacker to be interrupted. I interrupt every force. I turn back every demonic army, every demonic garrison, every demonic gathering, every demonic council. I interrupt it. Hey, Malabashata, every demonic concentration against my mind. Every attacker that the enemy wants to send through my family, through emergency,
any force of darkness that's been released to orchestrate any attack, every attack of pain, every attack of death, every attack of torment, every attack of torture, in the name of Jesus, I overturn every attack. I block every attack. Whatever the enemy is doing to cease my destiny, whatever the enemy is doing to attack my family, to attack the church, to attack KCC, to attack the membership of KCC, to attack the leaders, to attack pastors. Father, in the name of Jesus, I turn back every attack against my health, against my finances. I cancel it. I terminate it. I overturn it. I block it. I cancel it. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and cancel every attack against your son, every attack against your mind, every attack against your health, every attack against your body. I cancel it. I cancel it. I overturn it. I block it. I hinder it. Hey, Shita Lebashuka Robosula Limankili Mekidos. Lelendele me andala maya, lamuni andele bele, bakuli bibibiki gazala, robolobo shande, yambi bibibi ashataya, lekele bandele me aso, lutala, lemendele be, lawuli diala wantalama, lavala dala kasa, jekozuku, rubu salume, lemendele me ita, lekendele ekolaba, labasha, Le mandala Hosea, manze yeziki mikanuni mea Hosanna shete in the highest. Show yourself strong. Show yourself strong. Fight for me. 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 God of vengeance. Fight for me. God of power. Fight for me. God who sees all, who knows all. Fight for me. Fight on my behalf. Hey. Shete, in the name of Jesus. Attacks are being dismantled. There are people right now who are plotting against you, but that attack is being blocked. Their meeting places are being overturned, and the favor of God is your portion. You are blessed. You are favored, and you are indeed anointed. I do want to say again, I'm pushing, I'm urging you, all locations, to give yourself the prayer. Thank you, Jacksonville. I see that more of you showed up than usual on yesterday. We have one more day for this prayer today and tomorrow, and it ends on the 8th. That's tomorrow. I want you to do everything you can. All of you that can, please don't be home. And when you can come to the church and pray. Jacksonville, Charlotte, all locations, Houston, Mashada, let's pray. And listen, while you're in there, pray these prayer points. Cancel every attack against KCC, against your leader, every attack against your children, every attack against your family. Terminate it. Every death wish hanging over you. It will not stand. It will not come to pass. La livula. Lemele klistala mantono mosumini nikian karamai. We're decreeing it. We're declaring it. We know that it is so. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. Today is going to be a good day. Come on. Command today to be a good day. Say, I command today to be a good day. In the name of Jesus, it is so. I will see you this evening at 6, and I'll see you in prayer at 12 o'clock. All locations, let's get in prayer. Believe in God. You are blessed. More grace.